Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. We're going to be talking about feature frames with one of the select filmmakers who was selected to be part of this year's strand, David Ulgren, director of 1981. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
David, where are you from?
I'm from Sweden.
Yeah, and I'd just like to kind of ask you about you and about your... what made you decide to make films, and what kind of took you, you know, about your journey to actually making them?
I was an aspiring actor when I was like a kid, but it was one day when I realized that I was a really bad actor. So I still wanted to create, and then I discovered lots of different films and directors, and understand that you could actually work in creating films. So then I get like fixed on the idea of becoming a director and a writer of my own stuff.
So how much experience did you have in acting before, in your words, you realized that you were bad?
Like, none at all. I have always been really, like, determined in what I wanted to be. I've always been... I always would like to be determined. So when I first started, I really wanted to be an actor. But then I just got that realization of, oh, my God, I'm shit in this. So, but I still wanted to, like, create... So then it was like from there, I think I was 14 or something, then I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a director.
In a way, that's almost a good thing that you had that moment of realization, because then you realized maybe before it was too late that you could do something else that was still related and maybe even a little more rewarding for you. You know, to do, right?
Yeah, I'm so happy about that day. Oh, I remember it, yeah.
So just as a filmmaker, what are sort of the stories that you like to tell? What are the aspects of cinema that you would like to explore in your work?
I'm trying to focus on a queer character, but taking away that aspect that it should be a conflict. I'm figuring that it became really many films that are about LGBT community, but often I feel like it's about the conflict lays in that they are a minority in their sexuality, and for me that's a problem. Uh-huh. Because if I had seen when I grew up films about characters that had a different sexuality, but it wasn't a problem, that they have to face different kind of issues in their lives, that it wasn't related to their sexuality, then I think that for me it would be easier for me to come out. So that's what my aspiration is.
In other words, just queerness, to show queerness not as difference.
Yeah, exactly. And
to focus on other things.
Yeah, and for me, I feel like it's my responsibility as a filmmaker to invite other people into my experience and my world, so to say, to make it more, like invites that, so you can get new experience and get new like ideas, because what we see in the world where it's different kind of environment than what it probably is in Sweden, where we have come a bit further than other countries maybe, and I think it's based of fear and not understanding the concept of being not normal in the minority's eyes, getting like new pictures and new like insight, then it's easier to accept. I take that responsibility with great care.
Do you take that responsibility in 1981?
First
of all, what is your film about?
It's called 1981, and it's about a gay couple who is going to a sauna club to experience sexual experience. But in this environment, they discover new things about themselves that they didn't realize that they had. It's a tragedy. I like to think it's about when you don't have to be yourself, who do you become then? Because the sauna culture is like you're getting in there with like you're anonymous, you don't have a class, you don't, from the society, you are just a body and an age with a towel. And I find that really interesting, like it could be the CEO of a company and a bartender or a cleaner, and they are like the same level. Yeah.
Like, you know, I just hearing you talk about the sauna culture, that's something that, like, I was not aware of either.
No.
So that's interesting, yeah. But so eroticism becomes something through which you can speak, like you explore the language of eroticism to say something to...
Yeah, it's because in this film, as I said earlier, about like I didn't want to make it as it was a. It's not about their sexuality, it's about their human nature as being a male and how they handle their sexuality or their needs of sexuality and erotics. I like to think about the film when I. Thinking of it is about the male gaze and how of the male gaze when you see something then you're feeling in how the society is structured right now is that the male gaze is almost like if I see it then I can have it.
Yeah, possession.
Yeah. And I was interested in that concept of when I'm feeling a feeling, then obviously you're feeling it also, but it doesn't work like that. And how this man in this the lead, Bengt Braskereds character, how he's discovering new things about himself when his horniness takes over his body.
Just before we go, I'd like to just ask you about your experience here at Future Frames in Carlo Vivari.
Yeah, I think this has been a really terrific trip. I love it here. What I'm thinking, like, just being here in this environment and meeting new people and discussing films and our point of views in filmmaking, it's something that I'm really going to take back to Sweden.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.